We're in a lesson on the topic connecting the world and the last generation, reading selected excerpts, continuing from excerpt 22. Questions can be asked on live, and selected questions will be aired live.
Rav,
we don't hear you. You don't hear me? We hear you now. Okay, so please. Excerpt 22. Our planet is rich enough to provide for all of us. So why should we fight this tragic war to the death, which has been dimming our lives for generations? Let us share among us the labor and its produce equally. In the end, to all the troubles. After all, what pleasure do even the millionaires among us derive from their possessions, if not the security of their sustenance for them and for their progeny several generations on? But in a regime of just division, they will also have the same certainty and even more. And should you say that they will not have the respect that they had while they were property owners, that too is nothing. For all those strong ones who have gained the power to earn respect as property owners will certainly find the same amount of honor elsewhere, for the gates of competition will never be locked.
It's interesting what he says, that competition, the relation and the relative measurement between people will not disappear, will not be gone from humanity, and we will be able to use these forces of competition, of envy, lust, and honor. We will be able to use them even in the future. It's not that we will become castrated, not being able to use all of these forces. No, the ego will work, but it will work in a way that I'm not oppressing others, bringing down others, and elevating myself, but rather that through my ego I elevate everyone. And this is how we advance. It's a small change, but this is what we have to do. Go ahead, please. Questions. We, today, are receiving satisfaction from feeling myself as better than others, to some extent, or at least in something, right? That is, a person can restrict himself even to a small point, but this is what I have and others don't have it. And in that, he is satisfied. So Bala Sulam says that this point will not go away. We can take pride, each one, of his uniqueness, but on the condition that in that we give others, we supply to others, and then the uniqueness of each and every one in whichever way he is special, because he is a special, unique soul from Adam Rishon, from the general system, and there is none other like it that can replace it. And therefore, we have to understand that each one has a place here, if it is in order to bestow. If it's in order to receive, then he just wants to destroy everyone. Okay. I don't feel any questions. I don't see any questions. Well, let's continue on.
Wait, Rav, there's Tbilisi if you want.
Tbilisi.
Ah, Tbilisi, please.
Good morning, dear Rav. There's this thing of being constant gratitude to the Creator for the friends, the Rav, the sources. Why do we have such a joy? There's this constant feeling of joy here.
It is truly a great gift which we do not deserve, and we need to try to respond to it correctly. It's like with a child that he is given and given and given. That's up to the age of 20 today. Maybe it's up to the age of 30 or even 40, but a time comes when we can no longer support him, and then he has to stand up on his own and to try on his own to keep himself, sustain himself, etc. So even though we feel the love of the Creator towards us without any limit, we nevertheless should also prepare ourselves to a state where we will respond to him correctly. Next, 23.
23. It is important to make such a correction that no person will demand his needs from society. Instead, there will be selected people who will examine the needs of everyone and provide for every single person. And public opinion will denounce one who claims something for oneself, such as today's thief and scoundrel. Thus, everyone's thoughts will be devoted to bestowal upon one's fellow person, as is the nature of any edification that cultivates it, even before one feels one's own needs. All this is based on the fact that we see that we are like any other animal in our consumption. Also, every contemptible act in the world stems from consumption. On the other hand, we see that all the good and joyful deeds in the world come from the property of bestowal upon one's fellow person. Hence, we must reject parsimonious thoughts of consumption for self and fill our minds with thoughts of bestowal upon our fellow person.
This appears to us as very much unrealistic, that today, of course, to start keeping such things in public, in a great audience, it's impossible. But pay attention. If you look at what does a person receive in return for him wanting to share with everyone, he receives the upper world, he receives the upper fulfillment. He feels himself on the level of the Creator because he is with him according to the equivalence of form. And therefore, the reward is much greater than what he receives for all of his actions, his difficult actions in this world, in order to earn and succeed more than others. I don't see any questions, so let's move on.
Excerpt 24. Clearly, the motto, each will receive according to his needs and work according to his ability, is absolute altruism. When this is applied, the majority of the public, or all of it, will be armed with the measure of, let mine be yours. Hence, do tell, which are the elements that can bring the public to this desire? Today's elements, namely the hatred of the capitalists and all sorts of animosities extending from it, will only bring man to the opposite. It will instill the measure of let mine be mine and let yours be yours in people, which is the Sodomite rule, the opposite of love of others.
This actually is what we need to see if our life will continue the way it is now, that we are reaching the quality of Sodom in practice. And we can see it, how these things are already coming. I mean, each time we're trying to put some limitations to it, some boundaries, but it doesn't work. Actually, it's the opposite. We agree with it that each one will truly do whatever he feels like doing. Latin 12.
Hola, Rab. ¿Cómo comunicamos y transmitimos de manera correcta acciones de otorgamiento que estén dirigidas hacia el Creador?
How do we depict in the right way these actions of bestowal that are directed to the Creator and to humanity, which is entirely dependent on egoistic actions?
This is through dissemination. We should nevertheless try to connect to it, and this works reciprocally. On our side, we disseminate a solution, even though the solution does not seem to them as realistic. On the other side, as we also see this from Baal HaSulam, we see that there is no other solution. Truly, there is no other solution. And then it turns out that our whole life depends on how much we will agree to be in a connection which is equal for each and everyone. If we will decide about that, if we will want that, if we will agree with it on different levels, somehow agree with this solution, then accordingly we will be able to become incorporated together to a certain measure, just like in Adam HaRishon, like the system of Adam HaRishon. PT 24.
When we say that a person, that it'll be worthwhile for him to bestow, because the fulfillment he'll get will be even greater, a lot greater than any fulfillment he gets in this world, meaning this person will already be in connection with the Creator if he feels he gets fulfillment from the Creator.
But he receives fulfillment from the Creator, you know, to bestow to others. So that each one is as an element in the system of Adam HaRishon, and he exists only in order to receive from everyone and to pass on to everyone. And in that, he is in the quality of Bina, bestowing in order to bestow. And when he receives in order to pass it on to others, he should also absorb from everyone the will to receive, a great will to receive. So he receives from everyone a great will to receive. And then the upper light that he can receive inside of his will to receive, he aims it in order to bestow to everyone, meaning each and every one of us becomes like the Creator towards others. This is what is called Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. In such a way, each one attains the degree of the Creator, and this is actually the reason for the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, so that each one can reach the degree of the Creator. Not just to be some small element receiving from everyone and giving to everyone, receiving and giving, receiving and giving. No. In that, he feels himself that he is providing to everyone. And this is what elevates him to the degree of the Creator.
So this needs to be the goal of the individual in the future society?
Yes, yes.
Meaning everyone will want to go through corrections?
I don't know. We will reach that and we will see.
I'm asking because now when we disseminate, in what depth should we, when you depict this image to a person, this future, this picture of the future, it feels like everything is closed, there's nowhere to go or to develop to, and he went through all sorts of revolutions and checked everything that he could, and nature just closes us in. But when we, if we tell him that what there needs to be is a corrected person, and that's what we're going towards. This is the image that we need to depict for him. But we need all these things, Torah Mitzvot and the corrections, to reach that state.
We can explain it to him, but in a different way, more general. That certainly we have to keep the Torah and Mitzvot. We have to keep the law of bestow. Love your friend as yourself. This is the great rule of the Torah, right? And the Mitzvot are the actions of correction between us. That we have to be in love your friend as yourself. All in all, it's the sum total of all of the mitzvot. That as much as you do for others, by that you connect with them and you fulfill them.
Today there are only a few people that want to hear this. They reject this completely.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you, but again, you're not taking into account a simple issue that above us there is someone who determines things and he will continue to determine things. And we are a little small will to receive. We will be able to kind of fold and take upon ourselves the entire kingdom of heaven. We will be willing because we have no choice.
Belarus.
This concept that each one, according to his needs and works according to his ability, they try to realize this in the USSR and today. We see that China is continuing this, but nonetheless, why are communists blamed so much if they try to implement this principle?
I see that you're very confused, and I have nothing to do with you to argue with you or explain to you. Not in Russia or in China or in any other place did they actually realize these beautiful sentences. Okay, in that we will finish the lesson, and let's hope that in evening, when will we decide what we're going to do? Oh, there are going to be announcements. So listen to the announcements, it's in all the languages. Now they're going to see it. Okay, so you will see the announcements and we will see each other according to in the right time, according to what it's written there. And tomorrow, with God's help, I'll be home. So all the best for you and shalom.
And we'll sing a song before the next part.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב
יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם Here we are You should come along
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены.
Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song.
Deseo por la unión.
Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are, you should come.